This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Have you ever wondered which of the 10 Four Roses recipes reigns supreme? We're about to try all 10 side by side and try to answer that question. So if you want to hear the answer, then stick around. All right, Conrad, before we get started, we have to thank our patron supporters, without whom we would not be able to produce this content. And in fact, you are a patron supporter.
I am.
And at some of our higher levels of patron support, you are able to come onto the show and be a guest, which is pretty cool. But you've been on before because you offer really awesome tasting experiences that I think are going to be awesome to document. And today is no exception. So you acquired one of these Four Roses packages that has a representative sample of all 10 recipes.
That's correct, yeah.
So can you explain the 10 recipes to the viewers?
So I think Four Roses has four recipes for all of their builds. I don't know a lot of them, so I would have to lean on you or Wes to add some color to that. But I bought it mainly because I didn't necessarily want to purchase a full 750 liter bottle of each one of them to try to test them out.
Right.
And
plus they're hard to find all 10.
Right.
It's very difficult. So when they started selling these sample packs, I was like, man, that's really awesome.
And I think that's the best way to learn a particular distillery is for them to have sample packs so you can experience all the flavors
right.
and all the colors. This particular one I got at the Four Roses Distillery. It was for about $150. Other distilleries have other sample packs. This one is also, I think, available on some online establishments. So look around. Your retailer might be able to locate one for you. If not, go to Four Roses and you should be able to procure it.
Yeah, pretty interesting. So we're going to fresh crack all of these. And we have 10 samples in front of us. And we have 10 glasses in front of us. So just start from the left and move over. And so basically the way that it works is Four Roses Distillery had five different yeast strains and two different mash bills. Their low rye and their high rye mash bill. And so when you put the combination together, there is a possibility of 10 different unique recipes of their whiskey. And some people get really super into Four Roses and they feel like they can identify the recipe based on flavor. And I am suspect of that concept because I have seen so much variability between individual single barrels of Four Roses, which by the way, the only way to get all 10 recipes is through their single barrel program. And they don't make as much of some as they do the others because some of them are not used in the main recipe for their flagship product. And so because they don't use all of these recipes in their flagship product, they make less of some of these. And because when you pick the single barrels, they don't tell you what recipes you're trying. So the only way that some of these ever get released into the wild is the rarer ones have to be picked in a blind in a single barrel selection. And it doesn't always happen. And for that reason, some are hard to find when you're trying to collect all 10 in full bottles. So this is a really cool experience.
When you go to the distillery, I think you have the option to they have all of them available, all the recipes available in larger bottles, except you can only buy limited quantities. You can only buy two bottles or three bottles. So you can never get all 10 in one visit.
Gotcha. I don't think I knew that. That's good news. I mean, I go to Kentucky enough, I probably could collect all 10. All right. I will also warn you that ranking 10 whiskeys is almost impossible. Anything above 6, you're like, what? What am I even doing? I should also, as a disclaimer, tell you that we are using perfect dram glasses instead of my shape of whiskey tasting glass, simply because I had enough clean, perfect dram glasses up here for us to do this, and I didn't want to go down to the garage where we have all of our excess glass inventory and start hauling things up here. So, you know what's interesting is there's like a almost a lemon citrus note on the first one that I'm not getting on the others.
And unfortunately, kind of like what your daughter said, it all smells like alcohol.
Well, there's too many for us to spend time trying to parse it by nose.
So, Brent Elliott, the master distiller, mentioned earlier this year that they had their limited release every year.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't getting enough. It wasn't getting to enough people, the audience. It was too limited. So I think they track it in terms of thousands of bottles. So maybe like 1,000 cases worth, 6,000 bottles, roughly. I'm just throwing out numbers. And so they introduced a new program this year where they are doing a larger release of their recipes, but only 3 recipes per year. So they released 3 this year, 3 next year, and I don't know if they're going to do 3 or 4 next year, the following year. So that you have an opportunity to buy all 10 recipes, but you spread it out over 3 or 4 years.
Gotcha. Okay. That's interesting. So the naming is significant. So they all start with O. Do you know why they all start with O?
No.
Because they used to be owned by Seagram's, a Canadian company. And Seagram's had this naming convention, and O meant that it came from the Four Roses Distillery, and there was a different letter that represented what we now call MGP, because they own them both. And they were making whiskey at both locations, and so they wanted to keep track of the samples and where they were distilled at. But now that Four Roses, after the bankruptcy, they got sold off to Kirin, the beverage company, the Japanese beverage company. And interestingly enough, last week, because this is being recorded on, I guess it's November the 1st.
November 1st.
We don't know when it'll come out, but last week they announced that they were trying to sell the Four Roses Distillery for $1 billion. And I find that fascinating.
You're going to buy it, right?
If
put in a bid for it.
I joked with Lindsay. I said, if we had $20 billion, we would be the owner of Four Roses right now. But I haven't seen the valuations. I don't know that I would think that a brand of whiskey would be worth $1 billion right now because of the shift in the market. And I'm a little surprised because if they had put it up for $1 billion, you know, 2 years ago, they probably would have had competitive bids, but now the market is shifting and it's like, do they know something we don't know? Are they willing to, you know, take a hit to get rid of it because they're projecting that, you know, whiskey's going to have such a downturn that they'd rather take their lumps and get rid of it right now? Like, I don't know what this means.
You know how those companies have like their own logo on a glass?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that be cool if there was a website where you could go and like put your own logo on your whiskey glass that you drink like at home?
Yeah, but like I would want a variety of glasses, like small drinking glasses, a larger neat glass, maybe like a rocks glass.
Sure. And what about a tumbler?
Yeah,
like the Yetis.
Like the Yeti tumbler. Yeah, that'd be, dude. Like, if you could get your logo on that, that'd be awesome.
Like, yeah, like imagine like even like plastic glasses. Imagine you're like at the pool, right? And you've got like your own whiskey club or your own name or something like on your little plastic glass you're drinking out of at the pool.
That would be awesome. And like, you know how sometimes when you're at a bottle share and you got to clean your glass out because you're going to take a real small pour and you
don't.
Yeah, like if you could get like a custom like lint-free rag, that'd be really cool.
With your logo on it?
With your logo like right on it.
Yeah. And not just that, dude. What if, you know how you're always getting samples, right?
Yeah.
So like you have your box. It's like just a blank wooden box. But what if on top of there you had like your own brand or something on there.
Yeah, your logo on there.
Your logo that's like, you know, Wes's whiskey collection
samples
or something.
You could even use that for charities too, because like you could do like a sample box that you did in like a charity raffle, but you could custom etch it. That'd be cool.
Dude, what if this same website, like all those things were there, but you could also use it for the holidays coming up?
Like calendar box.
You could do that, and I could get your like something special for you on it and give it to you as a gift.
Yeah, as a gift for Christmas. That'd be really cool.
What if there was a website like
that? What if there was a website that had all of those things? And what if the company that did it could set up a custom website for you to pick any of those things?
Oh, dude, that's like, come on, yeah. What if there was a website?
What if? So when you're reading it, they all start with O for the reason already mentioned. And then it's going to be a B or an E. And that is which mash bill it is. Okay. And one's a low rye mash bill, which is 21%, which is astronomically high compared to the average bourbon producer in Kentucky. And then the high rye is 36, which is bananas, right? Like, none of the other major distilleries, for the most part, have that much rye in their bourbon mash bill. And then the last two letters represent the yeast strain. And so you have SV, SK, SO, SQ, and SF. And so you'll hear people rattle off, I like OBSF, I like OESF, I like whatever. So we've been tasting through these. Are you detecting differences that would be obvious to you?
Not while I'm not while it's being recorded. No.
Okay.
I'm not being able to go through this in a systematic process to eliminate what ones I like and don't like.
Well, take your time. Take your time. Let's we can fast forward through some through some tasting time.
What I will say is the master distiller Brent Elliott, from time to time, does a Facebook Live, and that's how I found out that they were going to release three recipes every year to a larger audience.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's in Facebook. There's a group called the official Four Roses Mellow Moments Club. Free to join, and from time to time, he'll have a Facebook Live, and it's about 14 minutes, so it doesn't take long. And that's how I found out about it. And the all of the samples that we're going to give out at the end, I bought at the end of October. So they're still available in 2025.
Oh, okay.
So,
and Britt Elliott is a...
This isn't just a game. It's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
National treasure and must be protected at all costs. I love him. I love the whiskey that he makes. He has always been so kind to me and all of my whiskey friends. And he invited us in when we donated this 1938 Four Roses. We donated a bottle to the distillery for them to put on display. And when we were there, he invited Wes and I into their sensory tasting lab. And we had a good old time. Oh. So, yeah. Yeah, I would have to say that just running through these, I'm not detecting as much variance as some people make it seem like they detect. Now, there are some that are less fruity And Four Roses to me is traditionally pretty fruity and floral. And there are some that are less, but I'm not detecting, you know, these massive differences. And it just makes me wonder if we actually had, say, 6 single barrels of the same recipe, if there would be as much variance between those 6 barrels as I'm detecting variance between the different recipes. Is it barrel variance that I'm tasting, or is it truly recipe variance? You know,
or age variance.
Well, but I think for the most part, a lot of the single barrels are pretty close in age. I don't think that there's now Four Roses does have some really super high age barrels, but they usually use them for blending in their limited edition releases. So Wes and I got to taste a 20-year-old and a 23-year-old Four Roses, and the last time I went. We tasted a 30-year-old Four Roses barrel.
Wow.
And it was almost undrinkable. Brent did not want to let us try it because he knew how bad it was.
Oh, very oaky?
It had just lost all of its essence. Oh, I see. You know, it tasted more like oak water than a traditional Four Roses bourbon. Like, the mid palate was just hollow. And you did obviously taste a lot of oak, but it had proofed itself down because the barrel was very low in the center of the warehouse, and it had proofed itself down to like 90 proof, and that was barrel proof.
You've organized a lot of barrel picks. I don't think we've ever done many with like 10 different choices. How would you go about in a private setting, like trying to sample it and trying to see which recipes you like or dislike?
You have to do A-B fights. And so you do one versus two, and you pick your favorite. And then if you want to rank them all, it takes a long time. And if you have 10, you're going to be drunk when you get done, because you have to go back and forth so many times. And so I've done one barrel pick with Brent at the distillery. And at that barrel pick, I don't think that we had, because they try to give you all 10 recipes, but they don't always have 10. And so I think when we went, we had 8 or 9. I can't remember. And they have these covers that they put on the barrel heads, because the barrel heads have these codes on them, and they don't want people to read the code and know how old the whiskey is, or read the code and know, you know, what the recipe is. And so all the barrels are in there in the room, and the information that you'd probably want to have is right there on the barrel head, but it's covered up. And so you do it totally blind. And what we ended up doing is there's a whole lot less talking, right? Because everybody's super concentrating on the whiskey. And you'll do one versus two and pick a winner. And then you'll do one versus three and pick a winner. And then you take that winner and you go all the way down. And if you want to rank them in order, it takes forever. Mm. And so what we ended up doing with our 8 is there was one that we loved because it tasted like a better version of regular Four Roses. It was just Four Roses but plussed up. And then there was another one that it was so off profile that we were like, we should pick this just because it's weird. It tasted like cigar smoke. It was very super smoky. And so the funny thing was we debated, do we pick the on profile or do we pick the off profile? And what we ended up deciding was Four Roses is a, you know, widely loved brand. So people know what to expect from it. And it's okay to pick something that's off profile because it's not going to damage the brand. It's just going to be a unique experience for people because they already have an expectation. Let's show them something different. So we went with the weird one. So the next time I went back and hung out with Brent and the chemist that runs the Sensory Lab, because he was there whenever we opened this bottle with Brent, he was explaining to me, he's like, hey, remember that single barrel that we decided we were going to pull out of the single barrel program? And then someone picked it before we pulled it out. And he goes, yeah, I remember that. And he goes, it was him. And so we picked one that was so off profile, they decided, like, we shouldn't even release this by itself. Because they thought it was so weird. Well, I hope you don't feel like we hit you with the bait and switch, because I'm not going to be able to pick what my favorite recipe is from these 10. One, it's just too difficult to parse between 10 different samples. And two, there is variability. There's some that that taste more hollow in the mid palate with regard to the fruit flavor. There's some that are fruitier, some that are more floral, some that I taste more vanilla on. But I really can't tell whether or not that's recipe variance or barrel variance. And so the way I would call this is I would say that the odds of somebody that's even a Four Roses super fan getting to a place where they're like consistently able to identify what the recipe is just based on flavor, I don't know. Maybe Brent Elliott could do it.
Yeah.
But I know that I can't.
If you're really patient, you can maybe spend 3 to 4 years, collect a bottle of each of the samples, and then have a tasting at the end.
Maybe, but then you don't know whether or not that barrel that you got is representative of that sample, or if there was something weird that went on with the barrel.
True, potentially true.
You know, and so that's, I think that's the big takeaway. But you know, drink what tastes good to you. You know, but I've never met a Four Roses recipe I didn't like, and I know that some people have strong feelings about one recipe or another. But I've loved everything I've ever tried. And maybe that means I'm a simpleton, but I'd rather be simple and generally happy than full of knowledge and not enjoy my experience as much. So
I'm going to give away 4 samples. There's the 3 recipes of the single barrel. Then there's the single barrel. Just a regular single barrel. And then there's 2 other of the
generic, standard releases. Right. Yeah. So we've got the regular 90 proof Four Roses, which is a solid daily drinker. You've got the 100 proof single barrel, 3 of the single barrels, which are represented in this lineup. And then the small batch select, which is a slightly higher proof. I think it's 104 and this one's 90, and I'm pretty sure this one's 100. Sometimes I say things from memory and get it wrong, but I nailed it this time.
Yeah, and I think these are all hundreds.
Are they?
Yeah, these are all hundreds. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
These 3 are hundreds, yeah.
Well, then I sit corrected because
these are hundreds.
I said earlier the only way to get all 4 recipes was to get them through the single barrel programs, but it sounds like they're releasing 100 proof single barrel versions of them.
Yeah.
The single barrel selections are always cash strength. And so maybe you can get them in 100 proof form. That's pretty interesting. All right. So all you have to do to enter to win this giveaway is like this video, subscribe to the channel, ring the bell. You'll be notified of future content pieces that also have giveaways in them. And most importantly, you do have to go to the video description on YouTube. Find the link next to the capital words that say free giveaway. Click the link. Give us your contact information. We'll run a randomizer. Reach out to the winner. Get your shipping details. Ship your samples to you absolutely for free. And if you enjoy this content, you want to support the channel, all you have to do is go right next to that free giveaway link. There's 3 different links, 3 different ways to support us. The first is Patreon. And you've been a Patreon member. What have the benefits been like for you?
Well, every month we have a little get-together, a virtual bottle share. And then you do a... one or more or several distillery takeovers over the year. And so we did one, I think, last December timeframe at the Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And then we did Hard Truth. We did Ben Holiday. I did not get to go to Woodinville.
Woodinville is great.
All right. And I did. And I did not. You went to Frey Ranch before I joined. And then I think there might have been one more that I didn't get to go, but
I got to shoot the cannon.
Yeah, that's kind of, yeah.
I got to shoot the cannon at Frey Ranch. I was pretty excited. So obviously you may want to consider becoming a patron. There's membership levels for all budgets, but there's 2 other ways to support. The second way, you can buy merch at bourbonrealtalk.com. We have lots of customizable options. You can put your logo, your whiskey club. You could put a saying, whatever. We've got some different options that you can choose from that are standard options. Obviously, Bourbon Real Talk can be on there. And then the last way is to support me as a residential real estate agent. I practice in the Houston and Dallas metro area. There's links for all three ways to support in the video description on YouTube. And if this is your first time tuning in, we'd love to thank you for the view and just let you know that we're more about people than we are about whiskey. Whiskey is a great conduit to bring people together. And that's what we really use it for. I lost a loved one to suicide, and I saw that he was missing some of the social connections. And I thought, maybe if I could get people connected to whiskey, that conduit would work to connect them to others so that they would have those social connections. And we ended up building a forum to help facilitate that called Bourbon Real Talk Community. And it is one of the world's largest bourbon-focused Facebook groups, and it is totally troll-free, which is part of the reason why we knew we needed to start one, because there is some negativity online and in different hobby communities, and whiskey's no exception to that. And so we created a community that doesn't allow any of that hate and negativity to be shared, and it's been so successful, we were able to start our own 501c3, which is livestayproject.org, suicide prevention and intervention-focused organization, all run within the whiskey world. But we did learn a second lesson from those negative people that we saw online, and it said, if they can show hate online, there's nothing that keeps us from showing love online. And that's why we end every episode the same way, and that's this. If you woke up this morning and you're unsure whether or not anyone loved you, just know that I love you. And we'll see you next time on Bourbon Real Talk. Cheers.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.